Welcome back to session 5. In this session, I'm going to talk about the process of integration. So we've talked about developing awareness of what's going on inside of us, and we've talked about taking ownership, moving a little bit closer than just awareness, taking ownership of what's going on inside of us and of our story. And in integration, what begins to happen in this process that we revisit many times, of course, is that we begin to soften. Our hearts begin to soften. The hardness of our prideful defensiveness begins to ease up. So we talked about in the transformative stage of taking ownership that that controlling, judging part of us begins to release control. And as we move into the times of integration, that part of us begins to surrender. Not a surrender in despair, not a surrender of giving up. This is the ultimate surrender. The most difficult and most critical surrender in all of life, and that is the surrender to love. The love that we have longed for all our life and probably despaired of ever experiencing, we are now beginning to surrender to, because we've been able to take in some of that love from others. We've been able to take in some of that love from God. And we are now even being able to take in some of that love and compassion from ourselves, from our own compassionate self. So also during this integration process, the compassionate part of us has grown stronger and is able to be more active and more directly able to embrace and extend healing compassion to our wounded child. I do want to make a note about our compassionate self and our judgmental self. Often when we start this process, and even as we're moving through it, we may believe that God joins us in that judgmental part of us, that God is harsh with us, that God is critical, that God is demanding. But the truth is that God joins us in the compassionate, wise, and loving part of us. God brings love and grace. Our healing God brings compassion to us and comfort to us. And that's where God strengthens us, and that's where God joins us. And as our compassionate self takes in more and more of love from others and from God and grows stronger, we are able to open our hearts to our own wounded self in whole new ways. And what happens then for our wounded self is that when we are able to open our own arms to that little kid, and wrap our arms around our wounded self, that child's heart will break open. And the grief and the pain of all these years that we have been holding on to, the terror, the shame, it will break loose like a dam breaking. It's another one of these times when we need to be reminded of the signposts that we're on the right path. Because when this happens, it can feel confusing. It can even feel like a setback. But the grief and the pain we've been holding begins to be released in a way that we weren't able to release it as a child, because we didn't have those loving, comforting, and protective arms for whatever reason. But now we do. The other huge expression of grief from this little kid part of us is that the love that we have always longed for is now wrapping arms around us. And we feel the pain of all those years of longing, of all those years of being bereft, of knowing experientially this kind of love. But this is speaking and working into the very depths of us. This is moving past anything that's cognitive or intellectual. This is moving into the very depths of our being where the wound has resided all these years, and releasing and freeing. that wounded child. And what happens then is that wounded child is really released to be all that the child can be, full of that spontaneity and energy and creativity and love, responding love. I want to tell you a quick story about one of those moments of working in this process in my own journey. I was sitting in prayer and seeing myself in my safe place, which was at a cove, a quiet, deserted cove at the beach, where I would often find myself sitting with Jesus, either as a child or as my adult self, or sometimes both. My adult and little kid were there. And in this particular time of prayer, I saw myself as an adult sitting on the rock where we often sat, a large rock by the water, holding my little kid self, holding this wounded child in my lap. And what I realized, and Jesus was standing right there near us, and I realized that this child that I was holding in my lap was not recognizable as human. This child was so profoundly deformed that I could not even recognize this child as a human. And I noticed at the same moment that Jesus was reaching his hand toward me with a sparkle, a gleam in his eye. And I thought, Jesus is reaching towards this child to heal this child. But what happened was that Jesus in this image startled me by touching my adult eyes. And Jesus healed my adult eyes so I could see that this child was not a monster, but was simply an innocent, lovable little kid. And that I had always been that innocent, lovable little kid who had taken on the burden of shame and carried that all these years. I took on the burden of the monstrous things that were done to me as if I was a monster. So the question is, how do we move into integration? How do we intentionally, as we're ready, begin to do this? A couple of things that were helpful to me. One was to begin to really, from my compassionate self, write prayers for that wounded child and for my judgmental child. I would write prayers for them as a way of opening my heart and moving in compassion toward them. I would also sometimes write notes to them, letters to them, brief, simple letters of love and compassion to them. So in the writing for this session, I have some suggestions for you that you might try some of this kind of writing to yourself. Another thing that has been helpful to me is sometimes sitting with the image of Jesus calling the little children to him. And in Mark's gospel, the way the story is told is very brief, but the story is told that children had come to see Jesus and the disciples prevented them from going to Jesus. Kind of like our judgmental self prevents us from going to any source of love and compassion. Jesus' response was to call the children to himself, to tell the disciples to let the children come to him. And the children come and Jesus takes them in his arms and blesses them. So what I have done in the audio meditation for you this time is a guided imagery using this text, allowing you to put yourself first in the story as a disciple as I read this and stopping the children, and then to put yourself in the story as one of the little children being invited to Jesus. And just letting that little kid be wherever you might be reticent to go, you might be hanging back, you might be kind of close, you might be ready to crawl up right beside Jesus and let him put his arms around you and bless you. Let it be whatever it is. And then I also read it a third time and invite you to sit next to Jesus, that adult, compassionate part of you, to sit next to Jesus and join him in welcoming your little kid into those arms of love and blessing, both your arms and his arms. All right, I encourage you to do that that good self-care and do that work. And I'll see you soon.